For a week, bad weather thwarted attempts by pilots working for Ace Air Services in Unalaska to deliver fuel to Nikolsky, a remote village of 34 people on Umnak Island in the Aleutians. But Greg Hawthorne, Ace's director of operations in Unalaska, says that on Friday, two of the company's planes were able to make it to the village.
It was a frustrating little venture, but once we finally got it done, it sure felt a lot better.
The planes delivered about 20 barrels of fuel, which could be enough to tide over the village until a barge delivery from Delta Western Fuels arrives. Hawthorne says that for now, the village isn't requesting any more deliveries, but the way the situation has played out so far, he's not presuming anything.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see it happen again. You know, I mean, I don't know exactly where they're at. I hope that they get all the fuel that they need.
Delta Western Chief Operating Officer Kirk Payne says that the company is hoping to make its delivery sometime within the next month, possibly as early as the first week of March. He says that unusually bad weather has hampered Delta Western's deliveries throughout southwest Alaska, and that January's weather was so bad that barges were only able to work 10 days out of the month.
This has been an abnormally poor weather year with respect to barges. We've got plenty of inventory in Dutch Harbor. It's can we get it to the Pribilofs? Can we get it to Perryville? Can we get it to Nikolsky?
Nikolsky has declared a disaster emergency over the fuel crisis and has appealed to the state for help. But Governor Sarah Palin's spokesperson Sharon Lehow says that as far as the state is concerned, things aren't bad enough to warrant stepping in.
If things change, you know, we can certainly step in and help out. But right now, like I said, there are no threats to life or safety, and we're monitoring the situation very closely.
Nikolsky Tribal Administrator Tanya Kyle sees things differently.
Nobody's warm. Nobody's getting fed properly. The majority of the people who live there are elderly, and this isn't healthy for them. It to us, yes, we're between a rock and a hard place, but the state seems to view it another way.
Kyle says that the local government has paid about $50,000 for emergency shipments this winter, and that if things don't change soon, she and other employees on the tribal council's payroll may not see their paychecks until the village's fuel problems are solved. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.